And it's time again for some of your comments. Many people responded after hearing us speak to soldiers from the 1st Cavalry Division in Texas as they were getting ready for deployment. Renee asked this question.
Did your wife give you anything or your kids to take with you?
My daughter gave me her Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Oh, no. Are you going to have to explain that one to some of the guys?
No, I think that they all understand.
Dave Overbeck in Arlington, Massachusetts responds, I have a wife and 4-year-old son, and all I could think was not all of those guys are going to make it home. Thanks for telling their stories.
Now, for some corrections, in a story last week on a new shingles vaccine, we said the disease got its name because it causes a rash that resembles a shingle. But the name shingles actually comes from the Latin cingulum, which means girdle or belt.
Of course.
because the rash often girdles the middle of the body.
In an interview earlier this week, we said Indiana Senator Evan Bayh is using a MySpace page to help run for re-election. Girish Maudgill in Carmel, Indiana, pointed out Bayh is not up for re-election until 2010. However, he is actively seeking the Democratic presidential nomination for 2008 and uses MySpace as a tool for his campaign.
And in a conversation about poet Carl Sandburg, biographer Paul Berman said Sandburg invented the word physog, meaning face, used here in this poem.
This face you got, this here physog you carry around, you never picked it out for yourself at all, did you?
Eileen O'Connor in Olympia, Washington wrote, I grew up in working-class West Yorkshire, England in the late 40s and 50s. My Irish Anglo parents would often tell me to wipe the smile off my physog when I was in trouble. I was surprised to hear that you thought physog was an invented word. I always thought it was a derivative of physiognomy.
Well, Mrs. Connor is correct. The word physog did come from physiognomy, a word that we practiced quite a bit before going on the air, and the British slang term has been around since at least 1811.
You can put a smile on our physog by sharing your comments. Go to npr.org and click Contact Us.